Next week at the National FFA Convention, there will be a recognition of the 50th anniversary of two groups joining together. However, a half century later, that combination of organizations still has its challenges. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoop Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoopparts.com.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield of planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agroliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract Powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
Before 1965, many schools in this nation were segregated. That status applied to student activity groups like FFA, FHA, and 4-H.
When President Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act, one of the things that mandated was that all public school entities, including their student organizations, had to merge. So NFA, FFA, New Homemakers of America, which was for black females, Future Homemakers of America, Black 4-H, White 4-H. I mean, everything had to come together.
Dr. Antoine Alston is an ag ed professor and associate dean at the School of Agriculture and Environmental Studies at North Carolina A&T. The FFA did not deny black membership, and there were black FFA members, mostly in northern schools. Yet it bothered many black ag leaders, many with master's and doctorate degrees, that black students were forced to have a separate organization, and their leaders were not allowed to have final say over their program. When the two organizations merged in 1965, little of the NFA heritage was adopted into the larger organization.
When they merged, the idea was to get rid of the NFA and all semblance of the organization. So a lot of stuff was thrown away.
North Carolina A&T had served as the de facto national headquarters for NFA. He hopes ag educators can rekindle interest in ag among all young people.
We've got to have ag teachers that really can identify young African-American, young Hispanic, young talent, period, that could possibly be ag teachers and encourage them to come up and go into a teacher education program in agriculture.
This fall is the 50th anniversary of the two organizations coming together as one. Traveling the countryside in Greensboro, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCrae.